All right, let's do some Toby Lee Rhodes. So it's Chris 2. Let me put some music in. Let's have... Do you know what? Let's have this bit of music. We haven't had this for a while. Why not? The Chris Miles Show Orchestra.
The Chris Miles Show. BBC Radio 1.
Annika Rice has her own radio show.
Right.
For one of the BBC stations.
Mm-hmm.
Radio 2.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Pretty sure.
No, it's not. Is it?
I'll double check that, but I'm pretty sure she was signed a few months ago.
She said hello to Dan the other day.
Dot and Wilf in Crammond, Edinburgh. Emma and Paul on Blackpool Seafront. Dan Gleebles and Anne Shawnee.
There you are.
And who?
Anne.
Who's Dan Gleebles with?
Anne Shawnee.
Dot and Wilf in Crammond, Edinburgh. Emma and Paul on Blackpool Seafront. Dan Gleebles and Anne Shawnee.
Anne Shawnee?
I don't know if that is one.
Anne Shawnee.
It sounds like it should be.
Unless it was sent in by Anne.
But Shawnee sounds suspicious to me.
Yeah, it does.
Anyway, well done to Annika Rice, who... One of our listeners got Annika Rice to basically say dangly balls, so... Alright, this is just a ridiculous one, spotted by Chris from Selby and Jessica and a few other people. This is Claudia Winkleman. Whilst saying hello to somebody, he was talking about having a fry-up. It's just a bit ridiculous.
Can I please have a shout-out? I've just woken up to my first morning with my newborn. Having a fry-up now. You will need it. You've just got to eat. If you normally have 2 fried eggs, have 7. That's my only piece of advice. Tash Brown.
There you go. That's Tash Brown having a fry-up.
That's good.
Oh, dear.
Have 7 fried eggs.
Right, BBC Radio Stoke. Sent in by Pete from Stoke. Drew gets a mention.
Thank you very much for your very nice text messages. Hello to Steve and Drew. They say, loving the show and music. Never listened before. The wife always listens. Cheers and good luck to the neighbours trying to get the barbecue started from Steve and Drew Peacock. P.S. Not sure of the year. Thank you very much for your nice text messages.
Yeah. Now, that was a clever one because it was Steve and Drew who texted in.
Yeah.
Steve and Drew Peacock. And ironically, that was from BBC Radio Stoke. And that guy there is Rob Adcock. So there was Rob Adcock and Drew Peacock.
Wow, Peacock and Adcock.
Yeah.
That's a double bill, isn't it?
Yeah. P and Ad.
This is Bristol South Sounds Radio. I have no idea what Bristol South Sounds Radio is, but this guy, he literally could care less what names he's reading out. He's not bothered.
So this goes out to Jerry Campbell, listening in Sinéad's with Toby Lerone, Emeroids, and Drew Peacock. So I hope you're enjoying there, guys. And this next one goes out to you.
Yep, not bothered.
Hang on, if he's in Bristol, how are they listening in St. Neots?
I don't know, that's Cambridgeshire, isn't it?
Doesn't make any sense at all.
Listening on the net.
Oh, maybe.
Toby Lerone, Emma Rides, Drew Peacock. Not bothered.
So this goes out to Jerry Campbell, listening in St. Neots with Toby Lerone, Emma Rides, and Drew Peacock. Mm. So I hope you're enjoying there, guys.
Brilliant.
And this next one goes out to you.
So now, yesterday I was on Steve Wright's show.
Yeah.
I was on the big show with Steve.
Woo! Hello, friend.
On the big show. Steve's brilliant.
Is he on good form?
He's always on good form. He's always on good form. I never know what I can talk about on the air or off the air because my worlds just collide. There are things that I know about Steve and there are things that people know that I know about Steve.
Mm.
So we were all joking in the studio before we were doing the interview, but I don't know what's out there and what's not out there.
Right.
But he's brilliant. I love Steve Wright. And they're normally proper on it on that show to make sure that Steve doesn't get caught out with anything. But you stick love the show before a name, and he's a sucker for it.
Stephen team, loving the show. Looking forward to Morgan later on, my long drive to see old friends from uni in Scotland.
I think he says it, gets it, has a slight little chuckle to himself, but keeps going.
Right.
You ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. Well done.
Stephen team, loving the show. Looking forward to Morgan later on, my long drive to see old friends from uni in Scotland. Please say hi to Ron and Mac and Donald and tell them I'll be there for dinner. Cheers from Gary.
Ron and Mac and Donald.
That's really
good.
See
you later for dinner.
Like it.
From Chris, no, hang on, who's that from? Jonathan and Ian in Norfolk. I love it. I want to hear it again.
Stephen team, loving the show. Looking forward to Morgan later on, my long drive to see old friends from uni in Scotland. Please say hi to Ron and Mac and Donald and tell them I'll be there for dinner. Cheers from Gary.
Little laugh from Steve.
He does a little wobble, yeah.
Little Uncle Steve.
Love the show.
And TalkSport again, because, you know, TalkSport, most people on TalkSport have got a very good sense
exactly.
of humour.
Exactly. Nine out of ten, I
think. Is it Goffy again?
Apart from what? No, sadly, it's not. Oh. We've had no Goffy clips on this, actually. But this is... well, this is a nice one.
So, we should do the thank yous. Everybody who's sent in clips that were played today. Dan Gleesack. What a spectacular name that is.
That can't be his real name. That's got to be a Chris Morris.
Apparently it is.
That one.
Probably any of these could be.
Yeah, there you go.
Dan Gleesack.
Wow. Yeah. Mm. That's almost a step too far, isn't it?
So can I just say, we used to have a really variety of names, but in the last week or so, and we're going to wrap it up, by the way, we're going to finish it today.
Yeah.
Dangly Balls, Drew Peacock...
There's a theme,
Dan Gleesack.
Yeah.
I mean, the Drew Peacock's ones, we get so many that don't properly work.
Joan, 93, Axwell's biggest fan, apparently, and a regular at Cafe Mambo. Been loving that. Also got to mention Carol there. Clive and Drew and Peacock are raving. They're the Yateley Anglers enjoying the show.
What
the
a
Yateley
shame.
Anglers.
I know, we could have had a Drew Peacock who's an angler. It just didn't work. But, yeah, never mind.
So, we should do the thank yous. Everybody who sent in clips that were played today. Dan Gleesack. What a spectacular name that is.
That can't be his real name. That's got to be a Chris Morris.
Apparently it is.
That one.
Probably any of these could be.
Where's the Misery Guts from TalkSport, that one?
We got one here about David Moyes. Look at this one.
Oh, no, this is Goffy, isn't it?
Yeah, Goffy's good.
We got one here about David Moyes. Look at this one.
Come on.
This is from, wait for it, Harry Bo, who's a gooner.
Yeah, he's caught you out, that one.
Oh, really good caught one. Me out, then they're great jellies.
Great jellies. We must get Goffy a T-shirt with the words great jellies on the front and send it to him before we get out of here. There was another one where he laughed and he went mental, but I think we...
Oh, that's
it.
Lovely, that one, yeah.
And, of course, don't forget Alan Brazil in the mornings.
Hi, gents. Great show. What's Lee Westwood's chance of winning the Open? Number one in the world. Home turf here at Lytham. Watching Tiger with my husband. Testicle. Testicle.
Testicle. Testicle. Yep. Pretty much 99% of the people on TalkSport have a good sense of humour, apart from one miserable old fart.
Can I just say, some idiots tweeted me and tweeted Chris Moores and said, oh, he read out one of Chris Moores' incredibly childish emails with some fake name on it, sort of thing.
Yeah. Oh, this is the Taffy Chris thing.
Which I actually, if you listen properly, I said,
you said it,
Taffy Chris, or that can't actually be a real name, let's be honest. Yeah. I mean, I can't think of anything more childish. No. Sort of thing, Bart Simpson was doing that 15, 20 years ago.
It's
the most tedious, childish thing. It's amazing, isn't it, really?
It is amazing, isn't it? You miserable old fart. You miserable old get. And do you know what's even more... Do you know what's probably even more annoying to that bloke as well is the fact that we keep playing that.
Yeah, he'll hate that.
Again.
Can I just say, some idiots tweeted me and tweeted Chris Moore and said...
By the way, that's an idiot who tweets him. That's an idiot tweeting.
Can I just say, some idiots tweeted me and tweeted Chris Moore and said... Oh, he read out one of Chris Moore's incredibly childish...
Do you think he's waving his fist going, grrr?
...with some fake name on it, sort of thing.
Oh, this is the Taffy Chris thing.
Which I actually, if you listen properly...
You said it,
Taffy Chris, or that can't actually be a real name.
That's right, he did. If you listen closely, after he read it out, he then went, oh, that can't be a real name. Yes, after, You stupid dope.
TalkSport.co.uk. Do you want to read that one out?
A moth threw down my throat when I was running.
Oh!
It says Taffy Crisp. I don't know if that's his real name, in North Wales.
Yeah, that by the way, that clip is him there absolutely saying, I'm not falling for it, I've got it. Ha-ha, that's the joke there. Do you want it? Do you want the Malta one?
I was going to say, can we end with Malta?
Yeah.
Of course you can.
Oh, and the SMS here, it's simply melting on the beach with some friends from UK. We are enjoying some ice cream and your great tunes. Please give us a shout. Carly Wurley, McFlurry and Toby Lerone. Welcome to Malta. Let's say you're having fun.
let's say you're having fun. Even if you're not.
Yeah. The Chris Moyle Show. Sunstroke and diarrhea. BBC.